We're marching to Zion. Let's sing it. One time a pastor, I was told, was having trouble with the members of the choir. They were rebelling. And so the pastor, they decided not to sing along with the congregation. So the pastor chose this song. And we got to the second verse. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God. We got back at them, I guess. Okay. 4:14. Zion, and I suppose a lot of us are thinking, that's about heaven, we're going to heaven. Well, maybe that's one way of looking at it. I'm sure some of the hymn writers had that in mind when they wrote about Zion, the city of the great king. Jesus is there, seated on his throne, and one day we'll be with him where he is. That's what he promised. But you know, I think Zion is more of an experience than a place. And it's that place in our lives where Jesus is reigning supreme as king over all. And tonight we're getting closer to that place, aren't we? As the Holy Spirit is speaking to our hearts and dealing with us and filling us with his grace, Jesus Christ is reigning over our lives more and more. And we want him to be king of everything in our life. And I like to think of it that way, too, that as I'm going to Zion, it means that I'm getting closer to the Lord, and Jesus Christ is manifesting his authority in my life more perfectly and subduing everything unto himself, that Jesus is truly king indeed of my life. He's in charge, and I am his subject, his loyal subject, loving him and counting it a great honor to serve him in any way I can. Praise God. The Lord wants to do that tonight. The Holy Spirit has been given to us to make Jesus king of our lives. That's his goal. His goal is to get everything in our life to submit to Jesus Christ and let Jesus Christ reign completely over our thoughts, over our affections, over our bodies. And no doubt it's more wonderful than we could even comprehend. But you know, we don't have to understand it all. We just have to say, Lord, make Jesus King of my life. Holy Spirit, fill me and let Jesus Christ reign in my heart and in my mind, in my life. Praise God. And maybe that's one way of looking at marching to Zion. Hallelujah. Let's sing verse 4, I guess.
Then let
Jesus, we invite you to come and take your rightful place upon the throne of our hearts. Lord, get us off of that throne and make room for yourself, we pray. Oh, Jesus, we want you to reign. Lord, we want you to have your way. And Lord, we know it's the Holy Spirit that makes us willing for that. And Jesus, we pray tonight that you will come to us in such a way, Lord, that more of our life will be submitted to your lordship, that you will truly be king of our lives, and, oh God, that you will make us loyal subjects, humble and at your disposal, and living for your glory and yours alone. We pray that the Holy Spirit will move among our young people tonight, down in the village and in the cottage, Lord. God, we pray that You will seep into every area of their life, Lord, and you will fill every need, that you will give them a sight of yourself, Lord, that they haven't received as of yet. A sight that will make them bow, a sight that will make them rejoice, a sight that will make them weep in the presence of God. Lord, we pray that you will come to our young people, Lord, and we pray that you will pour out your Spirit upon them tonight. And do it for us as well, Jesus. You know what you have in mind for us in this meeting. And Lord, we pray that you will have your way. Oh, make us to receive and to respond to all that you are offering to us tonight. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. I mentioned some time ago that I knew that my mom and dad were in need of some help. Family recognized that, they were getting older. And so my idea was that I would clean out a room downstairs. After my grandmother died, a lot of her belongings ended up in my parents' basement. And I told my mom, I'm going to clean out that room, and we'll set up a bed for you down there. You can slip down there and get some rest, and we can hire someone to come into the house and help with some of the needs there. And so I worked pretty hard at that, and we cleaned it up pretty well, got a bed in there. And then it turned out that it wasn't to be, at least not at this time. And the Lord dropped it in our hearts that we should go there, my family, and live there for a few days a week. And so here all the time, I thought I was making room for some caregiver, and it turned out I was making room for myself. And I thought about that when I prayed, Jesus, make room for yourself in my life. You know, the Lord, a lot of what goes on in our hearts, we don't realize what's happening, and we think, well, this is the reason it's happening, or that's the reason it's happening. But then we find out that Jesus was making more room for himself in our lives. And then he moves in with all his belongings. And then we understand why God allowed this to happen and that to happen. It was so that Jesus could come to us in a greater way, so that he could abide in our hearts, and that we could know him and live in his presence more constantly. And I believe that God is always working to that end. He wants to make more room for himself in your life. And his ways are mysterious to us. We don't always understand what he's doing. But if we get hold of that, Jesus, make more room for yourself in me. Lord, empty me of myself. And get me off that throne, Lord. And where I insist on having my way. And Lord, just get all of that rubbish out. And Jesus, you come in. And you set up your kingdom more perfectly in my life. And so I had to laugh because I thought I was making room for somebody else. And I turned out to be the person I was making room for. And I guess if I would have known that to begin with, maybe I wouldn't have done it. I don't know. But of course, we're happy we're there. And we're happy we can help. And we just do a little, but it's been good. It's been good. But I think of that every once in a while, and I pray, Jesus, make room for yourself in me. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants to fill every place. Hallelujah. He wants everything in the temple to speak of his glory, we read in the Psalms. Everything in the temple shouts glory. And God wants that to be with you as well, that everything in your temple, every part of your life, is bringing glory to Jesus Christ. And that can only happen as he comes in and he takes his rightful place. Praise God. Let's also sing number 41, Jesus, my King, my wonderful Savior. Praise God. 41. And then let's be free in his presence to worship him, to exalt him in testimony and song and prayer. Hallelujah. Let's see what God will have for us in this meeting. Every meeting is different. Praise God. sing right to Jesus. Every one of them should be that way, but this is written, Jesus, my King, my wonderful Savior. Alleluia. Thou art so near, so precious to me. Alleluia. My heart is filled with praises to thee. Did you sing it to him like that? Sing it right to him. Praise God. Let's forget about one another just for a moment, and let's just focus on Jesus himself. He's here in our midst, and he wants to meet with you very personally, very intimately. Praise God. Jesus, he sees only you in this meeting tonight. Think about that. Jesus sees only me tonight here. And if we all think that way, then we know that he sees all of us. But you know, he wants to make it that personal, that intimate. The disciple whom Jesus loved. We've been reading about that each morning. John, you think you're the only one Jesus loved? No, I know he loves everybody, but his love is so precious to me. I can't imagine he loves anybody like he loves me. That's how he makes me feel. And you know, Jesus wants to make you feel that way too. There's no one in the world but you. And there's no one in this meeting tonight but you. And he has something to say to you. And he wants to bless you. And he wants to minister to your deepest need. Praise God. And so let's sing that chorus again. We'll sing it a little bit slower. But let's sing it right to him from our heart to his heart. Praise God. And let's enter into the spirit of what we're singing.
Wonderful Savior.
I love you, Lord. I love you.